The federal government is to re-examine a parliamentary report into the aged care sector following explosive allegations against the retirement village operator. The company Aveo is accused of exploiting vulnerable seniors by making them pay excessive fees and providing inadequate care. The move follows a joint investigation between Fairfax Media and the ABC's Four Corners program. John Hato is an 86-year-old resident of a retirement village in Melbourne run by Aveo. He says last year, 2016, he fell at his unit and was left there without food, water, or his medication. Finally, he was found by a cleaner 5 days later.
I tried to get help, singing out and making noises and all that sort of thing, and to no avail. And that was a Sunday.
Mr. Hato didn't know a friend had already rung the facility on the second day, asking for a staff member to check on him, but no action was taken. Another resident, Gwyneth Jones, says the company tried to deliberately evict her by alleging she was disruptive and difficult.
I went to pieces when I read again what they had written about me. That Gwyneth stood naked in front of her window so that she could be viewed from the street by the children walking to and fro from school. Gwyneth urinated all over the lounge room furniture in our common room. Gwyneth left feces right along the hallway along to her unit. Gwyneth stole the key from the office so she could open everybody's unit. All lies. It's all lies.
The Fairfax ABC investigation also alleges Aveo charged excessive fees for basics like beverages, changing of light bulbs and unlocking doors. It also charged residents up to 40% when they tried to leave their contract. Aveo, in a statement, said it has been standardising exit fees across the group and it did not profit from charging residents for random items and services. It also defended its treatment of Ms. Jones, standing by its claims the 77-year-old had problems with other residents. But it denies that it wanted her removed from the facility.
Look, I think it's important to understand how retirement villages in Australia operate.
Ben Myers is the Executive Director of Retirement Living at the Property Council, of which Aveo is a member. He says the industry is doing much work on ensuring retirees in villages get good value for money and are happy.
I think the industry is working to make contracts simpler. We have legislation around the country that stipulates what goes into each contract. But the important thing for anybody looking to go into retirement village, anybody looking to buy any property, is to make sure they understand the contract. And that's something that Over the last couple of years, the industry has been very focused on achieving. There's a long way to go, but I think bigger inroads have been made to improving the simplicity of contracts around the country.
The Minister for Aged Care, Ken Wyatt, says the exploitation aired in the program made him uncomfortable. He has promised to look back at almost a decade-old Senate report into aged care and potentially take action through the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
Well, I'd certainly look at having a look at the regulatory body and then certainly talking about the level of fees, and the abolition would have to be a factor I'd have to consider. But I won't commit to that until I've read the report. But look, I understand what you're saying, and I understand what came through very clearly on Four Corners. And what came through is unfair, and we certainly have to prevent exploitation of senior Australians.